R424 page 8. Jesus died, not to permit us to sin willfully, but to release us as a race from the condemnation and weakness which came upon us unwillingly, which came as a result, directly or indirectly, of Adam's fall. His sacrifice for sin atoned for the Adamic sin, that is, for all sins directly traceable to weakness and ignorance, resulting from Adam's transgression. All this is covered, fully covered, by the precious blood of Christ. But when once justified, and made free, and sanctified by his blood, if then we sin voluntarily, there remaineth no more a sacrifice for sin, that is, such an one, having already received his full share in the benefits of that sacrifice for sins, need look for no further interest in the blood, which, with knowledge, he has counted common, or ordinary, nor need he look for further favor from the one he knowingly and willingly trampled underfoot. Vs 29. Dear brethren, we can hold out no hope to any, either in this age, or that coming, who, after being fully enlightened, after tasting of the good word of God, and the powers of the coming age, shall sin willfully become knowing and willing rejectors of the Son of God and his cleansing blood. No such, we believe, merit the second death, and with a thousand chances would probably be the same adversaries of God, just as Satan, who, despite all the manifestations of God's goodness and love during ages past, remains an adversary still.